Hi, this is Bob from KTWH Radio, and this is A Bit of Science. I ran across an article with great photos on the Science News for Students website. Science News for Students is a free online magazine covering the latest in science for students and their parents and educators. You can find it on the web at sciencenewsforstudents.org. For my few minutes here, I'll try to give you the gist of the article. Strange lake belches flammable gas in high Arctic. Lake Isaya, at least that's how I'm going to pronounce it, is spewing vast amounts of methane, a potent greenhouse gas. Written by Douglas Fox, April 25, 2019. September 8, 2017 was an exciting date for Katie Walter Anthony. On this cool, windless evening, she first visited Alaska's Lake Isaya. Few people visit this remote stretch of the wilderness. It's covered in tundra and scraggly spruce trees. Thousands of lakes dot the region, but Walter Anthony quickly realized that this lake was strange. As her boat glided across it, she came to a place where the water seemed to be boiling. The water wasn't warm, but it boiled and roiled and fizzed. Bubbles of all sizes steamed up, popping at the surface. One bubble, as large as a softball, gave off a loud bloop as it ruptured. Bubbles covered a swath of the lake larger than a football field, and they rose with such force that they slowly pushed her boat to the side. Walter Anthony leaned over the edge of the boat and collected some bubbles in a bottle. Then she struck a match and opened the bottle to release the gas she had just collected, and the gas caught fire. The yellow-tipped flame that danced over the bottle confirmed her suspicion. It showed that the lake was gurgling out a flammable gas called methane. Each molecule of methane has one atom of carbon bonded to four atoms of hydrogen. Walter Anthony works at the University of Alaska in Fairbanks. She's a limnologist, a scientist who studies lakes. To date, she has studied over 300 of them in the Arctic. Many give off methane, but Lake Isaya was different. She could hear a deep-throated gurgling as bubbles shoved their way up violently through the mud at the bottom of the lake. The sound was really amazing. It was coming from deep below her boat. I've never heard anything like that before. Scientists believe that the Arctic could release large amounts of methane over the next 100 years. The gas is naturally released as frozen soil called permafrost warms up and thaws. Permafrost covers about 22 million square kilometers, that's about 8.5 million square miles, of territory across the north of Canada, Alaska, Europe, and Asia. It's an area larger than the United States and Canada combined. This frozen soil is rich in organic matter, the remains of plants that lived hundreds or thousands of years ago. When the permafrost thaws, single-celled microbes begin dining on those plant remains. They break down the dead stuff into mush, like kitchen scraps in a compost heap. Along the way, the microbes exhale methane and another carbon gas, carbon dioxide. Scientists have long known that melting permafrost could release these gases. What has not been clear is how much might come out and how quickly. I'll break from reading the article at this point and summarize some of the high points of the rest of the story. Because of the total amount of permafrost on Earth and the observation that the rate of melting in these areas is increasing, it has become important to better understand how much carbon dioxide and methane could end up in our atmosphere. The article goes on to describe how Dr. Anthony and her colleagues found a way to collect and study the gas bubbles from various sites on the lake. She used a crowbar to chip holes in the ice. She had the help of a large fellow named Dmitry Dreiluk, who also worked as a local firefighter, preacher, and bodybuilder. She and Dreiluk inserted bottles with upside-down funnels to collect the gas that was bubbling up. They kept the bubble traps in place even after the ice melted. After a year of catching bubbles, Walter Anthony could finally calculate how much methane had been bubbling up. And the result, she said, left her very surprised. Scientists had thought that most methane seeped up without forming bubbles. They believe the bubbles held only a little of the gas. But Walter Anthony found that bubbles held far more methane than was seeping out other ways. And because the scientists had missed those bubbles, they had underestimated how much methane the lakes were belching. Is Lake Isaya a special case, or is it likely that much more methane and carbon dioxide will be released from the Arctic thawing than was previously predicted? More study of the lake seems to indicate that not only are the gases being produced by the organics that were frozen in the permafrost, but more gases that were bottled up below the permafrost layer are set free when the layer melts. Lake Isaya served as a warning that has climate scientists concerned about the effects that greater gas release will have on the atmosphere, since it's well documented that these gases are so-called greenhouse gases, which are capable of trapping and releasing heat. Our atmosphere has included greenhouse gases, including carbon dioxide and methane, at least as long as life has existed here. That's what keeps our Earth average surface temperature about 58 degrees F rather than about 0 degrees, which is the estimate for the Earth's average temperature without atmospheric warming. The worry is that the concentration of the greenhouse gases may continue to rise and the average temperature will rise to the point where changes on our climate will cause serious problems around the world. The topic of global climate change is too big and too important to fit into this bit of science. If you want to know more about this research, the Science News for Students article has more details and some great pictures and a video of the lake gases burning over a hole cut in the ice. I know what you're thinking. You could ice fish and warm your fish house using the same hole. Actually, Dr. Anthony and her colleagues are considering ways to make use of the methane as fuel for remote Alaskan villages. But that's another story. Enough for now. Until the next bit hits the airwaves, goodbye.